Hi, we're CJNQ, and today we're talking with Mary Gunter. Now, Mary, you're with Townshippers Association, and you're the person responsible for the silent auction?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that should be an exciting job, but it's also a big job.
Yes, there's quite a few items this year.
That's great. Glad to hear that. Good. When did you start working on the silent auction?
Well, we started getting some items in this summer when they first sent out their requests for donations. But most of them have come in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so people usually wait till the last minute, and that's okay too, I guess,
that's
as long as you get
the normal thing, eh?
Yeah, okay. So how many articles about are on the silent auction for Townshippers?
Well, right now I have over 130.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have a lot of artisans that told me they would bring things tomorrow morning to the silent auction.
Wow.
So I wouldn't be surprised if I have over 150 items, but the time we get it opened at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, so it opens at 9, so that's a lot of articles. Seems like it's growing every year.
It is growing.
Oh,
and
that's
fun. We have
fun.
interesting items. We have everything from, you know, books to baby blankets that are hand crocheted.
Oh,
we have a bicycle. We have a snowboard. We have all kinds of things. Let's see, what else do I have? I know I have a snowboard, like I mentioned, and a Sea-Doo tube to pull behind it.
Oh, wow.
I have some Gator tickets to the Mayor's Cup, which is quite an exciting game from what I understand. And we also have quite a few tickets for the Cougars, the Sampling Cougars.
Oh, okay.
And then a lot of gift certificates for restaurants or B&Bs. I've got paintings on slate. I've got framed prints. I have a nice wall mantle clock, very elegant mantle clock.
Oh, okay.
So we have lots and lots of items.
That is a lot. I'm getting excited just hearing about those few items. So certainly a lot of items to choose from, probably over 150, as you say.
Yes.
Okay.
And in all kinds of ranges of pricing. So, you know, there'll be something for everybody that they can bid on that would be within their price range.
Oh, that makes it a lot of fun, too. So not necessarily expensive items or some items that are, you know, a little bit lower price. So there's something for everybody. Okay. Now, the silent auction opens at 9 in the morning?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And that's at Townshippers Day in Danville. Now, where is the tent located? Is it in a tent? Or
yes, it is in the tent.
Okay.
It's in the tent. They're calling it the dance tent because it'll also be in the same tent that the cloggers and the Irish dancers are dancing in.
Okay. So that's easy to find, I guess, outside the school?
Yes, in the track and field area, there'll be three tents. And there's one tent's the music tent, the middle tent's the main tent, where there'll be, like, first aid, and some Townshippers Expressions will be in the middle tent, and information, too. And then the next tent will be the dance tent with the silent auction.
Okay, that's great. So people have definitely come forward then, and probably some gift items from the artisans, too. So that will be a lot of fun, too. Always a lot of nice things.
Like I said, restaurants and, you know, haircuts, whatever. It's really quite a nice massage and lots of different things to choose from. A couple of recipe books, you know, things that, like I say, everybody can...
Okay. Anything particularly interesting or surprising that stands out?
Well, I think the surprising one, or the one that a lot of people seem to be getting excited about, are either the Bishops or the Champlain tickets.
Okay.
But I do have tickets to a jazz performance from Saint des Arts in Richmond. And I'm not too sure just what other than that I have. Well, I have a lot of certificates. And hair products, gift basket from pharmacies, necklace and earrings.
It's a lot of fun. For people that don't exactly understand how the silent auction works, would you like to tell our listeners a bit about that?
Well, we put the articles out with a bid sheet, it's called, and you can go and see what you like and make a bid on it. And then at 3 o'clock, I'll close the auction so people can come back and see if their bid was the winning bid, and then they can pay for their item and take it with them.
Okay, can they pay by check?
Yes, they can pay by check. We
okay,
do not
that's
have
good.
access to pay by credit card or internet, but they can pay by check or cash.
Okay, so definitely if you can't bring cash,
bring your
checkbook, and townshippers will take that. And it's kind of fun, too. When you do make a bid, you have to go back again to see if somebody else has made a higher bid. So you have to keep watching it.
Yes, that's right.
And if somebody can't stay for the whole day, like you say, the auction closes at, is it 3, I believe?
The auction will close at 3, and if they can't stay, we will be contacting them in the next week or two. And, well, actually, next week we'll contact them, and hopefully they can pick up their items before, you know, so we can round it up within a couple of weeks.
Good, and the items can be picked up at Townshippers in the Lennoxville, Sherbrooke office? Okay, good. So it's important for people to write their name clearly and their phone number and their address clearly because...
Yes, I'm only asking for their name and phone number.
Okay.
So, you know, so we don't have to take so much room.
Right.
And they can write big enough that everybody can see or understand what's being written.
Okay, good. So if you can't hang around till the closing time or if you're not in the area at that time, you will be contacted. So if you are in the area, though, you should definitely drop by the tent because it's nice for you and your team to get it all fixed up, too.
Yes, if you're still there, it was very nice to kind of get it finished up or, you know, less to have to bring back and everything.
Good. I imagine you have a lot of people helping you.
Well, I still could use a few volunteers if anybody wants to be around inside the tent anytime. I'm pretty good for my volunteers for setup. It's between 9 and 3 when you're just kind of watching the crowd or answering questions. I still could use a couple volunteers there. So if anybody wants to volunteer, they can just come by the tent and ask for me. Ask for Mary.
Oh, good. Good. Just come by the tent and ask for Mary. So
sure.
Volunteer an hour or so of your time. And
that would be great.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers needed for Townshippers Day because there are a lot of people that will be coming, and I think it is growing every year.
Well, it's certainly a lot of work to put on, but a very enjoyable day. I'm sure everybody will be just excited, and it sounds like the weather's going to cooperate, so that's even better news, you know.
Good, good. Anything else you want to add?
I just was looking at my list, and I forgot to mention the Orford Ski Hill passes.
Okay,
so, and I think I did mention the mountain bikes, right?
You mentioned a bike? It's a mountain bike?
Right.
Okay,
so,
wow.
You know,
a lot of interesting articles.
That's it.
Okay, well, we thank you and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.